Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Hello, everybody, and brought to you by A Day for Milton.
Yeah.
May 19th at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, Long Island, 14 Station Road. And today, a big endorsement for that day of Milton, the Suffolk Bus Corp. One of the executives called me, and he said, for sure, I'll be there. He said, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the president. If he doesn't, he
there
may
you
have
go.
Another engagement, but we'll find out. But we know for sure that they're going to be there, that they're supporting it.
Yeah.
And they'll be posting the flyers as soon as we get it to them. And on top of that, we have a good chance of getting posters put up on the buses.
That's going to be awesome.
So
we're
they're
going to
work
so
on
much.
That.
Oh, yeah.
And we're gonna really, really rock this celebration.
Yeah. I see it happening already.
With good meaning. Yeah. Good meaning. It,
yeah,
it,
yeah,
it,
yeah.
It should be. Should
it
be.
It should be
know?
Like that. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the school the Guide Dog Foundation last summer,
mm-hmm.
he didn't get any recognition from the agencies or the schools or the places for the blind. Nothing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do it. We Inner Sight, Mr. Baker, Shelby's
mm-hmm.
Kitchen, Suffolk Bus, Silo.
Yeah.
A lot
Inner
of people
Sight.
Have come on
that.
Board with this.
Inner Sight. You've got that one.
I want to thank a lot of the stores that
mm-hmm.
and the people that have been taking pictures of our flyer, which I have displayed on my guide dog.
Awesome.
And putting it up on their Facebook, and that started
mm-hmm.
to move a little bit, and we're going to get more and more people to do it.
I found, and I wish people would put it twice, once, you know, during the morning or during the day, and then once, you know, closer to the nighttime, so this way, before we go on air, it'll actually, you know, be there, which is what
yeah,
I
yeah, like. Put it up there. Put it on the Facebook. Put
yeah.
it on the,
I
on
do.
The Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, just put the flyer right up there and let people see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tweet it.
Yeah. Yep. And when you get it from somebody, don't, you know, just use it and make sure that it's on these social media websites. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to get the constant advertising. That you
oh,
need.
Share it with people.
Me too.
Put it on your social media. Share it.
Yeah.
Send it to your friends, whatever you can do.
I have been.
Greatly appreciate it. No, I'm talking to everybody now, not just you.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Everybody.
Everybody in the world? No.
Everybody can do something for Milton.
Yes.
And it doesn't cost any money.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Of all this.
That's exactly right.
So
we did this when we had the dog
great,
wedding.
Great event.
Yes,
all right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, where you can pick your own subject and talk about what you want. And let's see, we're brought to you by Inner Sight, and you can watch us Wednesday night in the borough of Manhattan, 1997, Verizon Files, 35, that's Wednesday night at 11. And RCN 84, that's Manhattan, in the borough of Manhattan, 11 o'clock
awesome.
Wednesday night. Then if you click on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN, and put on channel 3 at 11, you'll get it on your phone, on the internet. And
yeah,
for the next
clear.
Few weeks, we're going to have the story of Milton,
mm-hmm.
the guide dog, told by Tom and Milton's owner, Michelle.
That's so
sad. You want to see some of the particulars and what happened and how she feels about it. and why we're doing this for Milton. Tune in Wednesday night on the internet, mnn.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel at 11 o'clock. You don't have to watch the news. The news is always the same. This is different.
Mm-hmm.
So tune us in. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My friends over there, Tom and Michelle, in Bellport, 124 South Country Road, I believe it is. Bellport, New York. And the phone number is 631-286-0444. Great food over there, great deli. And, of course, you'll see signs of Milton over there, the guide dog.
Yeah.
Shelby's Kitchen. Inner Sight. And we got Fernandez. Third Eye Insight, teaching people how to stay in shape and protect themselves. Check it out. Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. And send Fernandez a flyer.
Oh, okay.
Send everybody a flyer, because he's got a lot of blind friends.
That's good.
You know, send everybody on that list a flyer.
Yeah, I have it. I have to get just the email address.
Tell them to please pass it around, you know, let people know it's a day for Milton. And it's a big, well-deserved celebration. Hey, we're brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them so much for endorsing and being a part of the day for Milton, and very appropriately so, because Michelle rode scat many, many times with Milton.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that some of the drivers will even remember her.
Yeah.
All right, we thank Suffolk Bus Corp, John Corrado, the whole gang over there. Over there, Inner Sight, and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, adopt an Akita, great, great dog, and we thank her for all her help. Kennedy Realty is another friend, 631-888-1186. And by the way, the number for Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, we thank the Islip Cleaners. There's going to be so many people to thank by the time May 20th rolls around. That's going to be the whole show, thanking everybody.
It's the truth,
all right,
though.
We'll get through it. We'll do it between the funnies.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all. Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. Our buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. There it is.
I was just about to say
484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it. All right, let's see. Inner Sight and all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some of the children that have passed away.
Yeah,
sad. And gone to a better place. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we thank you for that.
Definitely.
All right. Open mic tonight. You can pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and for giving us that information on their website and for updating it.
Yeah.
And now for reaching out to try to get the Suffolk police department to post a flyer.
That'd be awesome.
Silo is going to try to, the connection there, the assistant director of Silo. Her husband is a police officer.
Oh, how cool.
And we may try to, and we may be able to get him to initiate an introduction to the canine people.
Oh, how cool.
To get the flyer up there.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Around the World, open mic. Whatever you want to talk about. Did you hear the story on the news? This guy who swindled all those people, allegedly, that is.
Yeah.
What was his name? What was that guy?
I don't know.
His last name was Fry.
Fry? Hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of his... Bankman, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Bankman?
So
Fry?
Today, they brought out a new indictment on him because he used $40 million to bribe the Chinese government official, you know, to set him up in China, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a new indictment. I mean, this guy really evidently looks like, you know, he took people for a lot of his money. See, that's one thing about money. You got money, you can't sleep good. You're always worried about, am I going to lose it?
That's right.
I'd rather have less money,
yeah,
you know, and get a good night's sleep.
Me too. But I don't want to have nothing. That's another story unto itself. That's worse, I think. You know?
Yeah, Inner Sight and open mic, 213-816-1650. And what else was on the... More people got fired from their
job.
Where,
for Amazon?
1,300, a different company. I can't...
Oh, wow.
I never heard of it before.
What's the name
of it? More people getting fired. That's not a good sign for a president of the United States who's in office.
Mm.
You know, people are going to hold that against him.
Oh, I don't doubt
it. You know?
I really don't.
You know, I think the president ought to do more,
right,
and the government should do more to make sure that a person doesn't lose their job.
Or even...
Because it's so important.
Sorry.
You know, it could lead to homelessness and a lot of other things.
Yes. Yes.
So the president should make sure, you know, whatever they got to do to make sure people are not fired like that. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, my husband's...
I mean, I could see if somebody's fired for a reason, they stole money or whatever it is, that's different. But this is for cutbacks.
It's not only cutbacks. It's like some guy's got to sit on the bench while the other guy goes working, then they switch, and then it's vice versa. But sometimes there's just no work, and when there's just no work, they got to, you know, say, hey, I'm sorry.
They listen to us. They have plenty of damn-ass work.
Yes, I agree.
Take these nursing homes and turn them into accessible housing. Look at all the work there.
No, it's a lot of work.
Come on, that's a bunch of bullshit nowhere. I don't believe that.
Well, that's what
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. Because why would you have, you know, it just doesn't make sense, period.
No, it's not the work. It's the money. They don't want to spend the money.
That's it.
Or they're using it for something else. See, it always comes out later.
Yeah.
They say there's no work. Then you find out that the money was used for six girlfriends or whatever it is.
Six girlfriends? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying, but it's a lot of girlfriends.
Not to some guys, it's not.
That's true.
Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Yes, but they're listening right now. You got two listeners. Oh, wait, I have to get Lorraine in. Hold on. Just realized she
Lorraine
waiting.
Wants to come in, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight Live, open mic.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you? How's everybody?
Hey. Good. It's open mic. You can say what you want.
Yeah, anything you want.
Well, my thing is, I mean, first of all, it's a good day and everything. Every day is a good day when you woke up in it today, you know?
Yeah.
But there was an injury that I had back in 2021. I was working out, and I sprained a hamstring that resulted in sprained my sciatic nerve.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness, sciatica is the worst thing that you can have. But the place I sprained it and got it injured was my right butt cheek. Yep.
Oh, no.
And for 2 to 3 whole weeks, I could not lay on my right side. Everything was to the left. Then what happened is last year, I noticed that I sprained the lower half of my right side of my mid-back down on the, you know, they said I started having spasms, and I kind of like sprained it again.
Oh,
so
man.
That got better. That got well. And I'm here in my room. I took a bag, a heavy bag, and I had turned the wrong way for some kind of way, and I sprained the left side now. Not a left side.
Yeah. You know what the key to all that is? See, people don't. People don't stretch enough.
Yes.
You gotta stretch your muscles. There's ways to do it. You know,
there
for
are.
The lower back, for the legs, and especially you gotta stretch before you do any kind of a workout.
No,
of course.
Do.
You know.
And
now,
and afterwards they say drink water.
Yes, a lot, lots of water throughout your workout, because I used to work out a lot.
Well, especially if it's
a
hot
back
day.
When,
yeah.
I was. I was very athletic. I used to run, jog, do workouts, do dance sessions and everything. I did all that. I was training to be a dancer at one time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah,
well,
you got to
do a lot of stretching if you're training for
that. Yeah, you do. You do. Before you start your dance routine, you stretch a lot. Any working out you do.
What kind of dancing?
Modern, contemporary, jazz, hip-hop,
oh, nice.
You know. Latin dance.
I didn't do hip-hop as much, but I definitely did a lot of all different types of ballet, tap, jazz, all of that. And I would do it for 15 years. And then I had no more strength in my legs at one point, and I went down, and I wasn't going to sit down and believe that, but then I had to start believing that, hey, I went from, you know, not having anything to having something. Basically as simple as that. And they still don't know what it is, but I'm sure they'll figure it out one day.
If you go to Dr. Berg's website, he has a cream. It's got hemp oil in it, and it's got eucalyptus. It's the greatest stuff. It takes all
it
the
is.
Pain out of your body.
That's great. I'll try it because I saw it on his website.
I got
That's
a bottle.
Idea.
I got a jar of it. And you
Does
don't
it help
need
the
much.
Back?
A little bit. Oh, yeah,
it helps
great.
That's what
that
I need.
That plus a stretch that I learned to do for the lower back.
Yeah. There's also, they told me that you'd have to, you know, stretch a little bit and put that on and stuff like that. I would do that every day, but not always do you get the right person telling you exactly what to do. So you're sitting there.
Well, these doctors won't tell you a damn thing.
No, they don't.
They'll tell you nothing. You go to a doctor. What does he do? He listens to your heart and a couple of other things, and he gives you pills, and
that's
you tell him you got a pain here,
that's
pain
it.
There.
And the world
they don't,
they
do, don't
that.
Do a damn thing. They just give you pills.
Yeah, people have addiction issues, and they're giving them this very stuff
that
they have addictions on. That's what scares me about other people not having the correct medicine. That really scares. It's scary. You know, I don't know why they did it that way, but they do. You know?
Money. Twice.
Money, yeah. It's for, you know. Yeah, exactly.
It's all about money.
That's
why I had said before, my doctor gives you examinations. He runs blood work. He do all kinds of tests on you before he issue anything. And then there was one part back in the day when a person used to come to your house. And you tell them, oh, I'm feeling this way and I'm feeling that. Then that person says, well, I got something just for you. They give you their medication to take.
Right.
That's what they were doing, too. A lot of people, all the old old elderly used to do, you know.
A friend of mine went to the doctor, and he had a trouble with it, with his prostate, you know.
Oh, my.
And the doctor said, oh, I got to send you for a prostate test. And my friend said, you know, I heard that those tests are not accurate. And you know what the guy said? He said, that's right, they're not. They're not accurate. We admit
right.
that. But that's all we got, he said. Now, how can you be so stupid? If you know the damn thing is not accurate, why do you keep doing it?
Exactly.
And
true.
Then how many people have been given drugs because the number is high,
yeah. right.
and they think they got cancer or whatever, you know?
Right.
That's
it's
stupid
vice versa.
To have a system
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
Or
we
you're
know
giving
it's
him
not
the
accurate.
Worst part. You're given medicine to take care of adverse reactions in another medicine. I have like two medicines like that, and I'm just scratching my head every time I take all my medicines.
Nah, take that stuff.
They were saying that Cialis, that
poison.
For less
oh.
low testosterone in men were very good for the prostate.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, Burke
not,
has
I know
a thing for that.
I know persons might need it.
Burke has a supplement for that. It's all mostly Chinese herbs.
Yeah.
Greatest stuff, man.
Yeah, they do.
I'm taking it.
I was listening to Burke a couple times on the website.
That's
yeah,
the best thing on natural herbs.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I love it.
Well, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get any adverse reaction, but whenever I take any of the pills, I get a bad adverse reaction. The difference is homeopathic, they give you a little bit at a time until you build up to a right dose. Not these medicine that they give you. They give you the, but it's sort of like an experimentation once you get I'm being serious. The levels. And I'm like, meanwhile, you come in unconscious, and they're like, why are you unconscious? You know, they're asking that in their minds. And you can't talk, of course, you're unconscious. And when you finally wake up, did you try to kill yourself? What?
Of course
What's
not.
Going on?
I would have said, no, the doctors tried to kill me.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the answer I'd throw at them.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? You try to kill yourself? No.
I mean,
I don't even know where I am. What happened?
You know why? You know why? I'm going to tell you one big reason why doctors are such stupid-ass morons.
Okay.
They don't look
like that.
To other things that can help a person.
That's
you know, it's a basic common sense. You know.
Yes, it is.
And that's why they're such stupid-ass morons. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them.
I love when he says that. I'm sorry.
Well, they are.
They are, no. It's great because, you know, one thing you have and not many people can actually handle it is that you could just say something that is so apropos in the subject. And you're like, and it makes people chuckle a little, but yet people know that you're on their side, of course.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know if you experienced that, Lorraine, but I do.
My friend takes a blood pressure medicine, right?
Yeah.
Been taking it for years. It doesn't help his blood pressure. Pressure still goes up, then it goes down, then it goes up, then it goes down. I said, what the hell? I said, that's no good for you.
No.
I said, why doesn't he get you try something different? Go on the Google, go on the web and look at some of these natural things that people, you know.
They're scared. I think a lot of them are scared because they don't know
morons.
I don't think they know how to make it where you're taking just the homeopathic stuff and that's all broken down. I like that. And also somebody told me about getting your medicines compounded so they go through your skin as opposed to your stomach if you have a really bad stomach. And I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah,
that's
a
great
idea.
Yeah.
Then they'll
destroy
your skin. A lot of this stuff.
Didn't
oh,
Frank.
I don't go for that.
Well, let me tell you, I've been doing well. I went from 58 medicines to now less than half that, which is
great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're getting there slowly. I hope to God that I don't go unconscious anymore. That's all I
We don't need that.
Then, to boot, after
all
I
right,
woke up...
All right, inside open mic, I want to thank the South Bay News for publishing The Day for Milton. I want to thank the paper that we advertise here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Able?
You know, Angela Melanie, Able
right.
News... As a matter of fact, we should get that ready.
Yeah, I have it.
Prompt
Let
that
me
up
just roll.
Play it. Able News.
Oh, we have
Louis
too. We got
April
a lot of them. Yes.
Okay. April 10th, they'll be out, and you'll see the ad for Milton in there.
Yeah. Hang on.
All
I
right,
need to
get
to Able News. So let's make.
Let's get
oh,
the Able News.
And here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight and our big event coming up May 19th. It's going to be the greatest celebration there ever was for a dog. In May 19th at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. And we will not ever let the world forget what happened to Milton. That's
it's sad.
Damn sure.
Period.
And you know the fact that all these people are joining with us and coming forward and they want to help and they want to do this and they want to do that shows that we're doing the right thing.
That's correct.
In honoring the great soldier Milton, who died in the line of battle. You know, remember he died serving. You know.
Yeah.
So, honor Milton with us May 19th, Brewery Hall, Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's get Louis. We got Louis?
Yeah, we got Louis. Hold on, let me see. Let me
Louis
get
the Lip
it.
Rivera.
Hold on. Here's Lou. Here he comes.
Hey, Louis.
Hello, Frank Perino.
Yeah, listen, I got a question for you.
Okay, answer the question. Let me hear.
Yeah. Can you do any bird calls?
Well, bird calls.
Yeah.
Bird calls, we're not Friday's bollocks, not now.
Oh, all right. You want to do it on Friday? All right. I'll go for that. There he is.
I love it.
I knew he could do it.
What's that
he
one?
Sounds just like a bird, doesn't he?
Yes. Well, that's not a bird.
All right. We'll have to play Connie and Chrissy, and then he can go.
Right. There he goes.
All right, Inner Sight. Yeah, so...
Hello, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing? I'm Louis Rivera. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Louis. How are you?
Oh, okay, the one and only in the flash. I call you for the promo, and then Friday I got to call up the Follics and have a good time.
That's right, Louis.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night.
Friday night Follies.
Yeah.
We're gonna take off. Hey, Louie, let me ask you something. You hear about these? Would you want to go up in a spaceship? Go to outer space?
Well, in the sky? No. I can't go in the sky. No, no. If I'm on an airline,
I'm in a spaceship.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We're up above the stars. You know.
That sounds exciting, but yet scary as heck.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Not for
I don't
me.
Think I could be so, you know, going. Oh, we got a lot of.
No,
calls,
the only time I'll go up there is when God makes everything perfect, then I'll go.
Yeah, there you go.
Then you have to worry about it.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right,
hey, ladies. And Frank.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to that clubhouse in Central Islip. I saw the blues guitarist, Toby Walker. Toby Walker,
yeah?
The blues singer.
Yeah.
Toby Walker.
The blues singer.
Wow, he's still alive?
Yeah, he's a blues singer.
There you go.
Wow.
I had a good time. Me and my brother and my sister went. My dad, everything.
Oh, nice.
What do you play? A lot of jazz songs?
No, just blues.
Blues?
Mm-hmm.
Toby Walker. Oh, okay. Toby Walker. Yeah, I remember him. He's got to be, what, at least 70 now, right?
Yeah. You can find Toby Walker. You have to look on your online or on internet. You can hear the blues.
That's nice.
Years ago, I had the great honor of meeting B.B. King, you know.
Oh.
Long time ago. In the 70s. And he was a very, very nice guy. And, you know, when we were putting together the concert with Stevie and Ray, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was one of the celebrities that did a commercial for us, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, nice.
Everybody did public service, you know.
Yeah.
So the great B.B. King, probably the greatest blues singer ever. Who's breathing on the phone like that?
That's not me.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
So listen, what are we going to do Friday night? You got any good ideas?
Let me see here. I'm Rosanna. Welcome to the promo on the Tuesday night Inner Sight. And listen to this. Make sure you turn on Friday at 8 to 9 o'clock on Inner Sight's Blog Talk Radio Follics, or Funnies, might call it. I have a good time with Rosanna Dana. I have a good time with Lauren Hardy, your friendly philosopher, Jimmy Dilligan.
Yeah, Dilligan will
be
around.
Really fun. Yeah.
Hey. Up against Sanford and Son, or the Honeymooners might call it.
Yeah, I got to do Sanford and Son. Haven't done that in a while. Hey, you remember that Saturday Night Live with Rosanna Dana?
And how she got
locked in the men's room, and they wanted to get her out. And she didn't want to come out.
There you go.
She's stuck in the toilet.
Oh, she was in the men's room. I don't know if she was on the toilet, but she might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Right in the men's room. How do you like that?
She didn't want to come out? That must be interesting to hear what was going on. Yeah.
With all those men, you know.
I heard the first time I heard Toby Walker, he's some blues guitarist. I think you can look it up on your internet or online, and you look for Toby Walker on your line, and you get blues music from his guitar. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. He sings too, doesn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
I used to dance and ice skate when I was younger, so I met a lot of, you know, figure skating stars a lot. But I was training for the Olympics at one point, and I was doing well, and then I got sick.
He was big in the 60s and 70s, I think.
Yeah, really?
Toby Walker.
Yeah.
834 New York. Open mic. All right, so we're going to come up with something really weird for Friday. You know, last week we had, what did we have? We had the doctor, what's his name?
Yeah, that's
that
right,
doctor?
Baby.
Who's that doctor we had? Dr. Pecker, that was it.
That's
Yeah, baby. Look for Dr. Pepper to turn the woman Jack
Pecker
on a Friday night, baby. Very lady, get to me. Listen, you're turning Friday on the Wolf and Jack show on Blog Talk Radio for the Fox. I'll talk to Rosanna, Rosanna Dada. I'll talk to the Wolf and and Rosanna Dada. I'm having a good time with that radio right there, baby.
Oh, I love it when he does Wolfman and Jack. It's cool.
Hey, I got a ball the way.
Louis, you're the
all
best.
All right.
You really are.
So don't forget, Louis, you got to call in Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
And don't forget Connie and Chrissy. I won't forget those two women.
Well, now they're not. You told us that they weren't playing together. So what happened? Are they back together again?
No, they got only Chrissy, only Connie, no Chrissy.
Oh.
I watched that Saturday. That's Connie solo.
Oh, wow.
I hope Chrissy's all right.
Yeah, me too. No, just
I'll keep trying. I'll look on the internet. I'll keep trying.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us the answer on Friday.
You're in
when
my heart,
Sean.
Susanna, I love
Lou.
You.
You're such
Lou.
A great person, though.
When is Connie on?
Connie's on at 9 o'clock on Public Access.
What day?
It's on Saturday night at 9 to 10 o'clock on Saturday night on the Public Access.
Oh.
I'll see if I can find out. I'll call my guy up. He'll know.
Yeah, he will.
All right. In sight.
Hey, Susanna, I love you in my heart. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Lou. I love you, too. So I'm going to put you,
you
on
too,
YouTube here.
You too, Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine, you got to love.
I do, too.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
All right. In a sight.
See you Friday. I love you.
Right.
Yeah.
Take care.
And let's see. Of course, Monday's Mad or Glad. Tuesday's Tonight Open Mic. Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and we're going to tell you how the 1.5 million people can be helped by the politicians.
Yeah, I hope they do something about it.
1.5 million in nursing homes.
Oh, so sad.
You know, there are 50,000 of them, 50,000
wow.
nursing homes around the country, according to Google, that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's Wednesday night, and Thursday night, I don't know, I was thinking of a title, I don't know.
you want to mull it over?
My dog, I thought of a title. You know, everything we're doing right now is centered around Milton, you know, because
right.
it's a big thing.
I'm sorry, continue.
Well, go ahead. What, you got an idea?
Yeah, I do. I got an idea. Why don't, you know, Michelle and, you know, what she's feeling right now, like coming out of this, what she's feeling and how she's handling herself as she's doing certain things that will keep her calm and, you know, things like that. That's very important, you know?
Yeah, well, what's that got to do with a show?
Well, you could have something on how people could, if they are denied a dog or that things happen to them, they can trust inner sight, will help them keep, you know, calm and other things, you know, when people get, you know, swindled, I should say.
Well, I was going to have Michelle on beginning of May.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, closer to the event, you know, so people can hear what she has to say. And I had an idea. My dog is throwing a big party.
That's cute, actually.
Yeah, I thought of a title like that, yeah. You know.
Yeah, it was cute.
Well, that's really what it is. I mean, you know, Charabelle is all for Milton. I mean,
yeah.
It's like she understands what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say her demeanor.
You know,
changed,
bring your dog to the big party. Mm-hmm. Bring your puppies, you know.
Oh, I'm going to be
like
jealous
that.
I can't get a dog yet. I really want one. I do.
Put down that title. My dog is, we can always change it, but I like it. Put,
yeah.
My dog is throwing a big party.
I like that. Hold on, let me
put
get
that down. What do you think of that,
yep,
Lorraine?
Yep.
I like that, yes.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Unanimous decision.
You know, we'll invite everybody, bring their dogs, puppies, and all that.
Yeah, you
all
can
right,
visualize
so Friday, of course, is the funniest. Inner sight.
My dog, wait a minute, let me make sure this is right. My dog, what else?
Is throwing a big party.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I like it. Is, oops, throwing a big party.
Yeah.
It's,
that's a good
cute.
Show for,
yeah,
the
I like
title
it.
For,
something different.
I just visualize that.
Yeah,
I visualize the dog with a bunch of all his doggy friends. Around
oh,
having
that.
A big party.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
It's really interesting how, you know, mm-hmm. you get to visualize what
yeah.
actually comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so that's Thursday night. And let's see, what else is in the news? That guy, I told you about that guy who swindled and used the Chinese government to do it.
Mm.
Allegedly, that is.
Allegedly, no.
What else was it? Oh, the other day I heard in the news that Mr. Biden's popularity
mm-hmm.
has fallen to 38%.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's low.
You know, and that's pretty low, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
I mean, how low can you go, Joe?
Yep.
Zero, I guess.
You know,
oh,
I mean, Joe, let me. I mean, you know, I'm compared to you, I'm a nothing, Joe. All right, but I admit it. But let me help you a little bit. You want to get 30 million votes? Listen to us. All right.
Yeah.
Pass an executive law. That the nursing homes slowly must be turned into accessible housing, that the agencies must start raising money to keep people in their own home. And boy, would the disabled people vote for you. I'm telling you, man, and make me the spokesperson for the damn thing. You
yeah.
and me together, Joe.
There you go.
Why are politicians so stupid?
That's a good question. So
I mean,
my
know,
dog on,
you want to get votes, do
party.
Something for somebody that they've been trying to do for what, a half a century?
Right.
Or more? You know?
Yeah.
Crazy, man. So there you have it. I, you know, who knows? Joe wouldn't even answer my letter I wrote him.
Oh, boy.
It's that's funny. He sent me a form letter.
No,
this is actually funny. I might do a comedy skit on this. He sent me a form letter that he was going to answer my letter, and he never answered the damn letter. I still got the form. I don't have the form letter anymore because all my emails were demolished with that company.
Yes.
But you may have the letter in
me?
Yours.
Yeah.
So
yours. I don't know. I have to look.
But, I mean, what kind of a thing is that? You don't even answer the – you send a letter that you're going to answer the letter, then you don't answer the letter.
It would probably be easier if you just
Joe,
answer the darn letter.
Joe, wake up. The war is over.
No. Oh. That's cute.
I'm telling you, man, I got to do a comedy on it.
You should do it Friday.
Yeah. I got Joe's letter saying that he was going to answer my letter.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh,
you know, I could do it with Laura and Hardy. It would be so funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would be.
That would be a riot. Yes, it would be.
Oh, he wrote to the president. He's a big shot, you know. Well, I don't want to brag, but I wrote the president of the United States a letter.
Uh-oh.
Well, what'd he say? He sent me a letter back saying that he was going to answer my letter. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, where's the letter that he sent that he didn't send back when he didn't answer your letter?
Oh, I like it. It's going to be perfect.
What are you talking about? You know, that kind of
thing. I like that. Oh, Frank, you come up with some interesting
thoughts.
Oh, I got to do it, man. Lauren Hardy.
Yeah,
that's going to be funny.
I love it.
I love it, too.
It's real. I mean, it's really happening.
Yeah,
you know?
Real down and
good. How come he didn't answer my letter?
Oh, no.
I didn't ask him for any money.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him in my letter to do something about the fact that we have no rights dealing with the service dog schools. He doesn't need money for that. The money's already there.
Yeah, it is. A lot of money, too.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe, this still doesn't register in my mind, Frank, that you have something that was catastrophic. To me, it's catastrophic. I can only imagine what Michelle is going through. I can't even begin to imagine that. But people still, you know, oh, well, it's just a dog. No. You don't understand that.
No, that's right.
I know. Right. I know.
Well, that's because they don't understand. Well, they don't want to understand.
That's it.
What it means, what it is.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So, that's why we're doing the day for Milton.
That's right.
We're going to teach them. Whether they learn or not is another story, but the lessons are going to be there.
Yes.
So we're going to get some dogs to demonstrate?
Oh, everybody can bring their dog, sure.
I don't have a dog. I want a doggy. My two dogs passed away.
Well, go out and get one.
Sorry.
Go to the shop and get
one. I really want one, but I don't think my husband is too keen about handling
another dog. Oh, stop worrying about your husband. Jackie Gleason with the dogs. And then he went to the pound and he saw all those dogs that were going to be destroyed. He came back with four more.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Was Lulu in that group? I don't remember.
I don't know.
No. That was another episode.
Yeah. Lulu, he's walking around. Lulu.
That's when Norton.
All right, Insight. Anybody else on the line?
Hang on, let me look. Yes, one more person.
213-816-1650. I was hoping Anthony would call in to tell us about that thing with the subway on CBS News. Can you find that online?
I could try.
We have a few minutes left.
Yeah, I have one 6 o'clock user who you know already. His name is Michael. I'd like to put him through.
Oh, that's Mike from Texas.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well,
okay,
yeah, I was hoping we had that story on the subway. But let's get Mike on the line.
Yeah, he's on the line.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I guess he's listening.
Are you there?
No. I'm here, but he's not.
Oh, okay.
I guess he's listening.
See if you can find that story from 6 o'clock.
Well, let me close
CBS.
The line a second. I want to close the line.
Put in Subway, I guess.
Subway? Okay.
It was about the Subway,
Exposure.
If you put in Subway, you might find it. I don't know who did it. who did the story.
And should I put and CBS News? I don't know.
Yeah, CBS News, 6 o'clock news.
Subway and CBS News. Okay.
All right, Inner Sight.
Here we go. I hope I find something.
Well, if it was there, if it was on, you should find it. I mean, I don't know. You know, sometimes they scratch those
things
around. You know,
yeah, I know. I can't find what you're looking for here. We'd have to do it offline and get it, because for some reason I can't see anything right now, meaning in terms of that story.
All right, we'll try to get it another time.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I just thought it was an interesting
another
distress call for the disabled, you know. I remember one time I one hot August day, went to the city with a friend of mine. She was in a wheelchair.
I remember.
And we got off at this station,
mm-hmm.
and she couldn't get out of the subway.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
she had
to
go another station down,
uh-oh.
Or two stations, whatever it was, and then come back.
Oh, jeez.
You know, the other way, or she had to get off at a different station and roll down to where we were going.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's crazy, man.
It is.
You know, that's how they treat us.
I was carried up a flight of stairs once on my wheelchair because there was no accessibility. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They don't think about that.
No.
Nope.
They didn't make it for all of us.
That's right.
They left millions of people out
mm-hmm.
when they did it.
I just hope they just eventually do it and that's it, you know.
And there's no excuse because you look at some of these subway stations
mm-hmm.
and all they have is ramps.
Yeah.
Why do they do all of them like that?
Yeah, like 42nd Street is really nice, the subway there. And it goes out to the main area of, what is that? The terminal.
I mean, there's
for
no
the
damn
buses.
Excuse, you know.
There is no excuse. None whatsoever.
Now they're saying they don't have the money. Well, that's their freaking problem, not ours.
Exactly.
That's my attitude.
Yeah.
You know, if you did it right in the first place, you wouldn't need the money, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, when
develop
all these buildings, they really should make it accessible, all of them, every last one of them.
Yeah.
Sure they should. Yeah. Everything should be accessible.
They have new subway cars.
Everything.
In fact, I just see something here. It says new subway cars now in service on A-Line. So they're testing it?
What are they testing? I didn't hear what you said.
New subway cars now in service on A-Line.
I don't know what
it's
that
done
means.
2 weeks ago. Somebody posted this.
On A-Line. You mean the A-Train or something?
The A-Train, yeah.
Yeah.
What does it say about them? What kind of cars are they?
It doesn't say what kind of cars. If I, maybe I could open it up and see. Just new cars going to be put... And that's about it. Nothing big on that one. But I thought it would be interesting on the A-Line because I think it's a local, you know, train. It just goes to every stop. So that would be good.
No, the A-Train is an express.
Oh, it is an express?
Mm-hmm.
What do I know? I don't go that way.
I think it goes to Rockaway.
Yeah, it does.
Far Rockaway.
It goes all the way up to Harlem.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I got to sit down and look at the map, the bus map, if I can see it. But, no, yeah, bus map or even the subway one, I'd probably be able to see it.
Yeah.
I just have somebody to read it to me, and then I write some notes, and I tell you what's going on the map. But it should really...
Oh, yeah,
really...
try to get a Braille map. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Fiasco.
Yeah.
They give they hand maps out at some of the stations, but not that I could read.
No, I can't read them at all either. It's very difficult. They make it so small, it's like almost newsprint. And it's like I can't see it at all. So I have to read it to me. And that's the whole way. Oh, you have people to read it to you? Oh, you're very lucky. No, I'm not lucky. I want it to be where I could read it.
Yes, well, you could be able to.
That's when I celebrate.
Yeah.
Not now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe somebody just went, yay. You know, I'm like, no, yay.
All right. In a sight, don't forget May 19th, a day for Milton. Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York, from 11 to 2. There'll be food, courtesy of Shelby's Kitchen.
Nice.
You know, we're going to have a few people speak over there, including Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, Executive Director, and Olga Murray will be speaking. She's a former district attorney, Suffolk County. So it should be a great, great event. We're inviting, of course, all the media, and we pretty soon our radio ad should be coming out.
And yeah, I can't wait for that.
All right, in a sight. around the world. And by the way, those radio ads are donated by Tom and Michelle.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Right. You don't get them now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a great, great day.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to just sit down and let my head down and just, you know, relax with people who are like-minded, you know?
Yes. And once again, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, John Corrado, for going all out. Not only are they going to be there and try to get the posters up on the bus, they're also going to give us our regular donation.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That we
awesome.
Get every year, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night, Nursing Home Show.
Yep.
And tell you how the 1.5 million people can be rescued by the government tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We got the plan, man.
We
make
sure
a
do.
New plan, man.
I remember that one. Like that.
Hop on the bus, Gus. Get away from
song.
This nursing home now. You know.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is.
Hey, you know, that would fit with that.
Yes.
You could change the lyrics and use that, that Paul Simon music and make a nursing home show about it.
Song
about it. All right. I want to thank Lorraine, our special projects coordinator, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all
You're
our
welcome.
Listeners, callers, all the people who keep in the sight on the air. Now, look where we are, see, because we're kept on the air, we're able to honor Milton.
Yeah.
Honor and love the Milton.
Yeah. Frank
right.
puts
in
out
sight.
Like $49 just to, you know, that a month. To do this, and sometimes I wish I can supplement him, but I can't.
Yeah.
You know, sad the way you have to live your life.
We keep it going somehow.
Yeah,
inner
by
sight.
God's perseverance with us, I think.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
means
everyone.
Freedom.
Yes.
Advocates for the disabled. Good night, everybody. Inner sight.
Night, everybody.
Inner sight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Okay. Nighty night. Sleep tight.
Right? No bed bugs, though.
That's right.
Have a good one.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.